It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
The Steelers control their own destiny. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting with a record of 7-5 and have, at the moment, solidified their spot in the second place in the AFC North Division after defeating the Cleveland Browns 20-13 at Heinz Field Sunday. With a litany of injuries to starters on both sides of the ball, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin realizes his team was faced with an uphill battle, and after the victory, simply said, no matter what, you have to get it done.
Man, it feels good to win always, but it definitely feels good to win when you're faced with adversity in terms of people available to you. There's just less margin for error. Not that we feel like we're incapable, we just realize that we got to play closer to an optimum level.
Coach Tomlin made the necessary adjustments at halftime to ensure a change of pace in the second half.
At halftime, we didn't want to talk in too much specifics. We felt like we needed to minimize their run in the second half more than we did in the first half, and we needed to run it better than we did in the first half. We felt like it was 10-10 at the half, but they had won the line of scrimmage. They had more significant run plays. They had control of time of possession. We need to flip that. We felt like if we flip that, we could stay away from negativity on offense, and we could create some negativity for them on defense, and really that's what transpired.
Cornerback Joe Hayden sealed the win for Pittsburgh with an interception against Cleveland's Baker Mayfield and took to the postgame podium with a smile on his face, knowing that despite his individual play of two tackles and one interception, it was a good team win.
We just got a group of guys with Terrell, Steve Nelson, and then an addition of Minka. This is one of the best secondaries I've ever been a part of because we got communication. We got guys that are very smart, football smart, and are very capable of making plays. So I feel like I'm holding my side down, but everybody else is doing their thing in the back end.
Running back Benny Snell Jr. rushed for 63 yards on 16 carries and a touchdown. He said the win was dedicated to center Marquise Pouncey, who was suspended for the game due to the unfortunate on-field altercation the last time the Steelers and Browns played, where a fight broke out and Pouncey came to the defense of his teammates.
And for us players, we took it in light of Pouncey. You know, him not being out there with us, you know, we wanted to get this win for him. And that's why we got the game ball for him, too, as well. So I'm happy and I'm proud.
For the second consecutive game, QB Duck Hodges connected with wideout James Washington for a score, this time for 30 yards, splitting two defenders for the touchdown. Washington says Coach Tomlin's motivation is what plays in his mind constantly.
All week and just before this, I mean, Coach would always say, you know, your number's called, you never know how many opportunities you're going to get. So make the one that you get. And, you know, what better game not to, you know, go out there and do that.
The Steelers head to Arizona to face the Cardinals, who are 3-8 and in last place in the NFC West. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sidelines Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365. Tune in radio or online at urbanmediatoday.com.